There are two variations on collapse anchors. The first of these is on page 4, which is a New Orleans flexibility drill. And for this one, you actually need two practitioners to work with one client. Well, that is, will be clear as we go through the process. So the client identifies an external stimulus that consistently triggers an unresourceful state. This is particularly useful if the external stimulus, or the external trigger or anchor, is a person. So the first practitioner creates a powerful stacked resource anchor for the client and tests it to ensure that it's significantly more intense than the unresourceful state. In this particular process, I would normally create the anchor on the person's shoulder rather than on their knuckle, as you want to be able to get access to it as they're in a real-life situation. Then the client coaches the second practitioner to be able to consistently recreate the trigger that fires the unresourceful state. So the client actually coaches the second practitioner around doing a role play with them. As in, the second practitioner plays the role of the trigger. The client might need to coach the second practitioner around facial expressions, voice tonality, physiology, behavior patterns, whatever it may be. And the client coaches the second practitioner until the second practitioner can actually create the trigger and have the client automatically go into the unresourceful state. Then step 4, practitioner number 1 triggers the client's resource anchor as the second practitioner begins to role play the external stimulus. As practitioner number 2 continues the role play, practitioner number 1 intermittently releases the client's anchor whilst calibrating the client. If he sees that the client begins to revert to the unresourceful state, that means the anchor hasn't been completely collapsed. So practitioner number 1 fires the resource anchor again, the client goes into the resource state. All the time, practitioner number 2 is continuing to do the role play. And you'll continue to do that, practitioner number 2 doing the role play, triggering the unresourceful state, whilst practitioner number 1 is firing the resource anchor, then releasing it, watching the client, see if they stay in the resourceful state or not. If they don't, firing the resource anchor. And the process is finished when the client stays in the completely resourceful state whilst practitioner number 2 continues the role play, and the client stays in the resourceful state even though the practitioner isn't firing the original resource anchor. Then you know that the anchor is completely collapsed and the old trigger is now the trigger for a new anchor, which is the resource state. This is a very, very useful process. We use it all the time on our trainers' training. One of the exercises we do on trainers training is what's the worst thing that could happen. So each of the trainers who are up for certification as a trainer of NLP tell their group, a little group of like 5 or 6 people, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me as a trainer. I really would go into an unresourceful state if this were to happen. I don't know how I'd deal with it. And they assign a coach, somebody to actually work with them to build up a resource anchor. Then the rest of the people in their group create the worst thing that could happen for them, whilst their coach actually fires off the resource anchor until it's completely collapsed. What that means is, for that trainer, even if the very worst thing that could ever happen to them were to happen in real life on a training, it would trigger them into a resource state rather than the old unresourceful state. So it's a variation on collapse anchors, and it works with role play and all that kind of stuff, and it's a very, very, very powerful yet simple process.